I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, the administration's weak travel ban fight. Federal judges revoked President Trump's travel ban. Bill Maher shows the president's not a very good loser. Michael Che questions how serious Trump is about fighting the ruling. Melissa McCarthy, as Sean Spicer, shows us just what is meant by extreme vetting. Alec Baldwin joins the SNL cast in a courtroom showdown. All this and Stephen Colbert in today's Punchlines.
This is the plaintiff, the President of the United States. He claims that some phony judges are being very mean to him. He's asking for broad, unchecked power. Will he get it? These are the defendants. They're three judges from the Ninth Circuit Court who heard the case for Trump's travel ban and said, "Not in our house." They're accused of letting bad hombres pour into this country.
Federal appeals court unanimously ruled against his Muslim ban, which means refugees from Syria, Iraq, Iran, Yemen, Libya, Sudan, Somalia are once again free to come here and be Uber drivers. How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
Right. Let me ask the circuit court judges.
So-called.
Excuse me?
So-called judges.
Excuse me, Mr. Trump. These three are federal judges, okay? They're actually more real than I am. All right, judges, why did you agree with the lower court's rejection of the ban?
Your Honor, it was our conclusion that the ban violated the Establishment Clause because it included a religious test.
Wrong. Overruled.
President Trump, that's enough, okay?
I'll allow it.
The Ninth Circuit Court has ruled that it's refusing to reinstate Trump's travel ban. So things are staying the way they are for now, and we'll have more on this story as nothing continues to happen.
And, you know, this is a guy who takes losing well, doesn't he? Yeah, when the ruling came down from the court, he was like, "Oh, see you in court. See you in court. They're judges. Of course you're going to see them in court." It's like saying, "Hey, Chris Christie, I'll see you at the Cheesecake Factory."
But then Friday, President Trump said he may just file a brand new immigration order instead of appealing to the Supreme Court. Of course, because nobody actually follows through on an all caps tweet. I once tweeted in all caps, "I am never drinking again." And 3 days later, my account was disabled by NBC for drunk tweeting at Meredith Vieira.
President Trump, look, I read the ban, okay? It seemed rushed, even to me, and I decide three court cases in an hour, okay? I see no evidence that it will help, so I'm sorry to say...
I want to settle.
Excuse me?
I'd like to settle out of court.
No, Mr. President, I'm sorry, but...
They always settle, Pocahontas, and so will you.
No, sir, no, I won't. And let me just say, you're doing too much, okay? I want one day without a CNN alert that scares the hell out of me, all right?
It's easy. It's extreme vetting. Extreme vetting.
But what does that mean, extreme vetting?
What does it mean? It means it's extreme. Okay, you know what? Spicy's gonna explain it so you dumb babies can understand it. So I guess I can't use my big words. I'm gonna have to use my dollies. All right, you ready for dollies? You can understand what's going on? Here's how it's gonna go down. You've got your TSA agent right here, okay? And first you got Barbie coming in. Nice American girl, back from a dream vacation. We know she's okay because she's blonde. So she gets in. Easy, we understand that. Perfect, now who's up next? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, it's Moana. Whoa, slow your roll, honey. And then we're gonna pat her down, and then we're gonna read her emails, and if we don't like the answers, which we won't, boom, Guantanamo Bay.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.